"Will you come with us, Susan?" cried several little girls to a schoolmate. "We are going to the woods. Do come, too." "I should like to go with you very much," replied Susan with a sigh, "but I cannot finish the task Grandmother set me to do." "How tiresome it must be to stay at home to work on a holiday," said one of the girls with a toss of her head. "Susan's grandmother is too strict." Susan heard this remark, and as she bent her head over her task, she wiped away a tear and thought of the pleasant afternoon the girls would spend gathering wildflowers in the woods. Soon she said to herself, "What harm can there be in moving the mark Grandmother put in the stocking? The woods must be very beautiful today, and how I should like to be in them!" "Grandmother," said she, a few minutes afterwards, "I am ready now."
"What, so soon, Susan?"
Her grandmother took the work and looked at it very closely.
"True, Susan," said she,
laying great stress on each word.
"True. I count 20 turns from the mark, and as you have never deceived me, you may go and amuse yourself as you like the rest of the day."
Susan's cheeks were scarlet, and she did not say thank you. As she left the cottage, she walked slowly away, not singing as usual.
"Why, here is Susan," the girls cried, when she joined their company. "But what is the matter? Why have you left your dear old grandmother?" they tauntingly added.
"There is nothing the matter." As Susan repeated these words, she felt that she was trying to deceive herself. She had acted a lie. At the same time, she remembered her grandmother's words.
"You have never deceived me."
"Yes, I have deceived her," she said to herself. "If she knew all, she would never trust me again."